everyone. My name is Emily Escorcia. I'm your host, and you guys are tuned in to Talk About It. Hello, hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning back in. As always, I'm Emmy. Today, we are going to be talking to a very good friend of mine, and more importantly, my personal trainer. She is phenomenal. She is the owner of Body by Ashley. She runs online and in-person training. She has girls that are trying to gain weight, girls that are trying to lose weight, girls that are just trying to sculpt, and even herself. She's trying to gain mass. She provides the girls with nutritional training, and she also provides us with support. We text each other and we all talk together about supporting and motivating one another. The conversation about fitness is often too many times about losing weight. Yes, there is a good amount of obesity and weight to be lost in the United States, but that isn't the only reason that people worry about their health or their wellness. Today, I bring on Ashley more specifically because I want her to talk about the struggles of leaner women, because I am a thicker woman, so I will be adding to the discussion about women that want to lose weight and that type of mental struggle, but she's going to help us more on the lean battle and what it's like to try and gain weight, what it's like to have a healthy relationship with food, what it's like to be a fitness trainer today, especially during a pandemic, and what it's like to have your life surrounding fitness. Me personally, for those of you that don't know, I used to be a semi-professional athlete. I had had my entire life surrounded by fitness. I was extremely strong. I did weight training since I was 13 years old. I was in competitive sports since I was 7. I swam for a college team and a professional team. And all of the above came with a cart of issues that came with health and wellness and fitness and information to learn. So we're going to go and dive into that today. So I hope that you guys are excited. And here she is. Hi, Ash.
Hey.
How's your day going?
Better with you here.
I'm so glad. So tell me a little bit, Ash, about why you decided to start your business in general.
I got really into fitness while still working my other job. And I had a really great job. I was comfortable, good income, good benefits, all of it. And I just wasn't really happy. And I didn't like that 9-to-5 feeling, and I kind of just wanted to do my own thing. And then the pandemic hit, and I got even more into fitness. I was working out every day, and I feel that was almost a stress reliever. And I started working out a lot with my now husband, and he one day was you're really good at this. He's why don't you do it on the side? You have the time now. And I was oh, okay. So I got certified, and I got super pulled into that world. I was reading every day. I started cooking every day to eat better, to ingest things that are good for the body. And I was just feeling so good. And then I did it, and it just blew up. It was awesome. It started off I was training maybe 1, 2, 3 girls. And 3 months in, it just blew up. I had a wait list, and I was getting these awesome inspirational messages from girls. And it was just the best feeling ever. And I was blessed enough to be able to leave my job. And now I'm here and I love it.
I'm so glad. Yay! I work from home, if you guys don't know. But definitely the 9-to-5 can get fucking exhausting.
You know, for some people, it's fine. I mean, it's everybody has something different. I mean, everybody likes something different, lifestyle, whatever. But I love it. I mean, I still wake up super early.
Right.
If anything, sometimes I feel like I'm working longer hours because even when I'm off, I'm still constantly on top of my online girls or texting. You're part of it. I'm writing out stuff, writing out workouts every day. So I'm always working, but it's I know it sounds corny, but you know, if you do what you love,
yeah,
it doesn't feel like work. So it doesn't feel like work. I feel like I have a pretty
yeah, of course. And what I mean by 9-to-5 being exhausting is not even the hours. It's just the structure of not having a creative outlet in any way. Cause I feel like creativity is not just, let me paint a pretty picture.
No,
it's also, let me come up with new ideas that are different, mm-hmm. or let me kind of collaborate with people and see and pick their brain. And I think that your aspect of sculpting with the body with your training is very different from other trainers, and that's why I like it. But more specifically, I think that gives you creative freedom to be I can do something different with this girl, and I can do something different with that girl.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and it makes it more fun for you as well as a trainer. But tell me a little bit as well about your struggle with your physical fitness, your health, and your wellness just over your life.
Oh, God. I feel like everybody has that, like, sad skinny girl story. And, like, every fit girl is, like, sick of hearing that sad skinny
Fuck
girl story.
You.
Yeah. But it's a real thing. So it's funny because I do have a couple of girls who are thin and they have actual struggles on gaining weight. And I'm like, it's crazy when you hear both sides of the spectrum because you believe that somebody who has some sort of body dysmorphia or hates the how they look is only someone who's a little bit on the bigger side. I am my most secure now, I feel, that I have been my entire life. I think that also comes with age, but, and I'm the heaviest I've ever been. And I am so in love with myself. I own it. Like, I'm like, I love feeling strong. I love eating what I want. I mean, obviously in moderation, but when I was super thin, I was so insecure. And it's crazy because you look back at those pictures and I was like, but I was a cute girl. Why was I so sad, you know?
Yeah.
But I was in a lot of unhealthy relationships where, like, things were said to me that weren't very nice, and I've never been a really curvy girl, so I had to struggle with that. But my legs, it was such like a thing. Like, I just remember everybody, even since middle school, like the girls with the big butts and the legs and the whatever, like those were the girls that guys wanted. And I was like, you know, I bought my first bra when I was like 13, and I wore extra, extra small till like my 10th or 11th grade year. Like, it was a serious struggle.
Right.
And so being thin, I don't feel like automatically makes you feel good about yourself. I was weak. I was so intimidated and scared when I would go to the gym that I would walk in, go straight to like a Stairmaster or some sort of cardio machine, and then I would go home. Because the idea of like somebody's gonna be watching me, and I was so skinny next to these like super strong girls at the dumbbell rack, and like this just like I think it was just me. I was just fucking in my own head. Like, it wasn't healthy. And my diet was so bad. Like, it was, you know, Monday through Friday, just salad. God forbid you put a carb in that skinny little body.
God forbid.
Because I was scared to, like, eat. So I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm not, you know. And
or you're going
to
gain weight in the wrong places.
Yeah, because, you know, you could control it. So, it was hard. I was very tough with myself. I feel that I've always been able to make fun of myself.
Right.
And I used to always point out certain things about myself before anybody else could, because then it wouldn't be like a big deal.
Right.
So my whole thing was always like, oh, you know, the itty bitty booty committee, and I would make these jokes and all this stuff. But like, I was so self-conscious about the fact that I couldn't like grow my legs or my butt. And it was tough.
Yeah, I feel you. It's funny that you said the itty bitty committee, because we used to talk about it in high school, now that you said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, girl, I had no butt.
I had no tits. We were both itty bitty titty. We were both itty bitty titty committee for so fucking long. Here we are. So the one thing that it's funny that you mention, you know, being a thin girl and having these insecurities. Well, not funny, but I would be in the gym so many times when I was like the athlete, and I would look at these skinny girls and I would be like, you guys are terrified. And I don't know why. And like, I would always go up to my skinny girlfriends and be like, I can help you. Like, I can, cause I've always been that friend, but I want to help you learn how to squat. I wasn't a professional, but I knew enough to help the skinny, you know, scared girls. But like, they really, in their head, is just like, I'm not there. And so I can't even touch it.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes with any new practice, really. And it sucks that the mentality is just you either make it or break it. And that's not the case. It's a practice. Mm-hmm. For sure. It's a practice.
I feel like it's definitely become more acceptable for women not to be a little bit on the bulkier side or the curvier
right.
side or whatever. And I think it's also become more acceptable to be stronger rather than skinny.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, I still think every body type is beautiful.
Beautiful.
I think that people have their own preferences. Like, some people like being very thin. Some people like being very curvy. I'm all for it. But I do think that, because when I get reached out by these women, I feel like they're, like, more willing now to, like, I want to bulk up. And I'm not scared to eat. And I'm not scared to, you know, lift weights. That was another thing. Girls can't lift weights because they're
yeah.
like a man. So,
right.
Like, you know, so now I think it's become I mean, maybe it's just because I'm in this industry now, so I see it more.
Yes.
I'm sure that there's still so many people that struggle with it.
Yes, for sure.
But yeah, you can't be scared, man.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you said this to me and you said it to all my girls, which I appreciate, but you're right. You know, nobody's really looking at you. Don't be scared to go up to the dumbbell rack and don't be scared to go squat and don't be scared to lift weight because nobody gives a fuck about you. No one's looking at you. No one's judging you. Ain't nobody there paying your bills, girl. Yay. Just do what you gotta do. Walk into the gym, have your protein shake, eat your peanut butter, and love carbs. Like,
yes.
It's not, you know? Like,
yes.
Nobody cares.
Yes.
So that was really awesome when you said that.
Yeah. So in the group chat, it's all the girls that she trains together. We all text back and forth most of the day. It's something stupid. But sometimes we drop words of wisdom. And one of the girls was saying about how she is concerned about how she doesn't know how to squat or lift weights or do something like too heavy or whatever. And I told her, realistically, people have their own shit on their mind and they have their own priorities and problems. And you're not one of them for anyone, really. So especially in the gym, like, think about it. What are you doing in the gym if you're a fit person? You put your headphones on, you walk in the gym, you do your workout, you drink your protein shake, you walk out, you might stretch, and that's when you're looking around.
Maybe. Maybe. But, like, they really don't care. I go to the gym, and I promise you, I don't notice people next to me.
I don't care. Like, I see you, but I don't really care about what you're doing unless you're hurting someone or, like, doing something, like, you're going to hurt yourself. Like,
or you're hogging a machine.
Right.
And I get really upset.
But, yeah, for the most part, you guys, if you're new to this whole fitness journey, don't be afraid of taking baby steps, and obviously don't go straight for the 20-pound dumbbell.
Like, also, the internet is your best friend.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have anyone teach me what I know. I mean, later on, I did have a personal trainer who just happens to be the owner of the gym that I work at now. But when he got me, it was just because I really wanted to be more disciplined, but he didn't really have to teach me form and stuff like that. Like, I was like, okay, one day I just woke up and I'm like, I can't keep doing what I'm doing because I want to look a certain way and it's not working. So I YouTubed how to do certain things. I was looking up, I remember bodybuilding.com was such a big influencer in my life. I was on there constantly just trying to look up workouts that other people were doing. And then I would like kind of do my own version of that either at home or at the gym. And you kind of just, that's where you build your confidence. If you don't want to go straight to the gym, do it on your own for a little bit. And then go. But guys, you have the world at your fingertips. Use it.
Yeah, you really do. And yeah, if you guys hear background noise, it's the dog.
There's a dog. Yeah.
He's going nuts and he's excited because he's out of his little crate today. But just ignore him. It's fine. The background music will cover him. I'm sure it's fine. It's not a big deal. But anyways, aside from your past with being a skinny girl and whatever. Oh. Now that you're a fit girl trying to gain mass, what is that mental battle kind of look like?
So it's funny. So I am officially now on like my 8th day actually, where I'm beginning to go back into the leaning process, which is even harder than the bulking process, by the way, because I got so used to being able to eat whatever I wanted whenever I was hungry. And now that I'm slowly dropping down calories, I'm like, oh man, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
But the bulking process was a little detrimental to the self-esteem, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I still felt great. I was walking into the gym, and I mean, my husband uses this kind of thing. I was stronger than him, which was awesome. Like, I was out there pumping, like, massive amounts of weight, and I felt so good, and I felt sexy that I was like strong, you know?
I'm stronger than Landon right now. And
yes, it's just, it's awesome. Like, I have to say that in that aspect, I think I've been the happiest ever. Because you always kind of, now that I work in this, you kind of learn how to manipulate your body
right. And
what workouts you should be doing for a certain look. So it's a challenge and it's fun for me that I keep doing stuff like that. I didn't have to bulk. I did it just because I was bored. I was like, all right, I was super lean. I was like, let me add some muscle and whatever. And it's fun for me. But I think that was the happiest I've ever been. Like, I loved lifting heavy and I loved eating carbs and it was fun, it was great.
That's my favorite.
Yes, the carb part?
Yeah. No, the that too. No, but like when I was like at my strongest, like pulling like 300 pounds of weight sometimes, like
it's awesome.
It felt amazing. Landing a perfect snatch is amazing. But on top of that, like, just going home and being like, I deserve this 2,000 calorie meal. Like, yeah, it was gratifying.
So that part was awesome. The part that was a little made me feel kind of bad was, you know, people always say, oh, I want to gain weight in my butt or my legs or my, I'm like, you can't, that's not a thing.
Right.
When you want to gain weight on your ass, you will need to gain weight everywhere. It does not work that way. You can't target where you want to lose or where you want to gain weight.
Right.
So yes, my legs and my glutes got bigger, which that was my goal, but I gained weight everywhere. So my arms got really big. My breasts were really big. And then something that I absolutely hate, unfortunately, like my abs were gone.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the first things to go, because right. Obviously when you eat unhealthy or you're eating more in a surplus, you lose your belly.
Right.
Like the belly is just, it's,
is loose and ready to go.
And ready to go. It's out there. It's out the door before you are.
Yeah, 100%.
So that sucked. I no longer fit into any of my clothes. I'm literally in gym apparel all the time because, like, anything denim, that's out. That's not, doesn't work for me. Nothing gets past my kneecaps, guys.
We don't know her.
Yeah, no.
We don't know her.
I don't know that bitch. So that part kind of got to me. Like, I live in a bikini. If I could just live in a bikini, I would.
Same.
And none of my bathing suits fit me. And then you started looking at pictures of when you were lean. I was like, man, was it worth it? And whatever. So it's like a tug of war in your head because you feel great. And I had so much energy. And it was just, like, awesome. But at the same time, like, you know, I wasn't feeling super sexy, like, in my personal life.
Right.
And, like, so that starts to kind of, that part is a little sucky. But there's times where you just kind of, like, have to pull it together. And it's like, girl, we have goals. You know, you knew what you were getting yourself into. You have to finish up what you started. And now I'm in the cutting process, and I kind of miss the bulking process. So like, you can never just be happy with what you have. But it was hard on me a little bit.
Yeah.
The self-esteem.
For sure. That self-esteem aspect is, I think, the most powerful aspect of all nutritional journeys, like losing weight or gaining weight.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, when I was super, super fit to gaining a bunch of weight and looking in the mirror and being like, I'm so disappointed in you. Like, you were this monster. Obviously, like, I don't have those feelings now. But, like, when in that moment, like, you would look in the mirror and be like, I was this fucking monster, this beast of, like, strength and power and health and wellness and whatever. And you look in the mirror and you're like, you let yourself go because you were depressed or you ate like shit or whatever. You work too much, whatever the case might be, because I'm sure a lot of my listeners have also gained weight during the pandemic or whatever the case happens. You have to remind yourself that that monster that was in your body when you were super fit, it's still there.
Yeah.
She's still there.
You just gotta feed that monster.
Right. And so what are you feeding that monster? Like, Ashley, are you educating yourself on YouTube and finding more ways to get better? Are you doing what I did, reaching out to people like Ashley and finding out ways to get better? Or going back to your old training ways and saying, okay, I know that this worked for me in the past. Let me adopt some of these practices. Or let's focus on food and move that way. Whatever the case might be, start taking those baby steps in the right direction, because feeding that monster, like Ashley just said, is all dependent on what you decide. Because every single decision, it's like, am I going to sleep an extra 20 minutes or am I going to get up and do the workout? Am I going to eat the chips or am I going to eat the salad or the healthy carbs or whatever? Am I going to choose seltzer water or am I going to choose a soda? Like, it's all those types of choices. And ultimately, everything you do to your body is a choice. And so, speaking of choices, let's talk about food a little bit. What's a healthy relationship with food look like for you as a leaner girl?
Well, I think that this, I don't even know if it's like a leaner goal. I think this is for everybody.
Right.
And I tell my girls this all the time. Getting fit doesn't mean you have to break up with food, or it doesn't mean that you have to no longer have, you know, that pasta, or if you want to have mashed potato, you know, things like that. You can, the way that I see it is you just need to indulge in what you deserve. So if you know that you work your ass off all week and you eat a pretty healthy, balanced diet and you're pretty active 3 to 4 times a week, when you have a so-called cheat meal, which I try not to say that, special meal, treat meal, whatever.
Treat, yeah.
You shouldn't feel guilty about it. You know, like, I had one of my girls telling me that she, it was her birthday yesterday. She went and had sushi. And then before she had sushi, she was talking to me about it. And
you
know, I feel bad, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, girl, you kill it at the gym every week with me. Like, you've lost so much. I'm like, you can have sushi. Go out one night and have sushi. You shouldn't feel guilty about that. Food should not make you feel guilty.
Right.
But again, that doesn't mean you should be having really bad food every day. you know, it's just about being just a balance. And people think that you automatically have to go cold turkey with like green beans, chicken, and like lettuce and like that every day. And I'm like, no, you're gonna hate eating and you should enjoy eating. It's fun. I like my food and I eat pretty healthy. So it's just about finding that right balance. And I feel like as long as you're active, as long as you find time to be able to move around, you shouldn't feel guilty. You eat what you want, man, honestly.
Yeah, I feel the same way. So my struggle when I was really, really heavy, and I don't know if you felt this way when, well, actually, yeah, you covered that you would only eat salads. I would feel like I had to be so restrictive because if I ate one piece of something, I was immediately going to gain 10 pounds or like I was going to bloat and I was going to look like garbage and whatever. This was years ago, obviously, but the savior for me and what it sounds like it saved you is like, looking at the plate of food and being like, okay, I can eat worse, I can eat better. And I can definitely go work this out, or I can choose to continue to be lazy. Whatever the case might be, it's all a matter of balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so for me, it was like having a relationship with food that was like, food is ultimately feeding the machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fuel. It's not just indulgence, because yes, there's food out there that's like, I want to eat that, I have cravings, and
yeah,
I want sushi. When she sent that picture of that sushi in the group chat, I wanted sushi so bad. I want sushi right now. But like, it's those things where, am I gonna have sushi every day? Am I gonna have sushi every single weekend even? Mm-hmm. No. It's like, if I've killed it in the gym for 2 weeks straight, I can go have one fucking dinner with sushi.
Yeah, I feel like people get so scared and hung up. I even give my girls like healthy drink options, because I mean, I don't want you to stop living your lives, people. Like, go out on the weekend, have some dinner, have a drink. Like, you deserve all of these things. I'm just saying, live it in moderation. Right. I mean, you know, let's be honest, you know when you're abusing,
right?
You know? So if you're feeling guilty about something, it's probably because you know that you're not really, you know, deserving that meal right now. It's like you said about the fuel. I tell my girls all the time, I'm like, you wouldn't put water in a car. You don't put water in the gas tank. You don't put shitty stuff in the gas tank, your car's not gonna run, right?
Right.
So the more you continue to feed yourself this crappy food, you're gonna feel like crap.
Yes.
Because me, since I normally eat pretty healthy, the minute that I had like red meat 2 nights in a row, and I was dying.
My stomach
was, and I felt just terrible. I felt terrible, I felt sluggish. I was super bloated. I was like, oh my God, why did I do that to myself? I know that I shouldn't be eating that. And then that just shows you how bad you feel when you put something bad into your body. And then there's other people that they eat fast food like every day and they feel fine. I'm like, that's not normal. That's a bad thing. If your body doesn't react poorly to shitty food, that's a sign your arteries are clogged.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, that's not good.
Honestly, that's what was happening to me when I was at my heaviest. So both me and Ashley, if you don't know us personally, we're pretty small framed women. I'm 5'3". Ashley, how tall are you? Like 5'1"? Yeah, 5'1", 5'2". Well, yeah, we're like in the beginning of the 5 feet range. And so my heaviest that I was ever was 236.
I don't believe that.
Yes.
I can't even picture that.
Yes, dude, 236. And don't get me wrong, I'm a thick girl. And what I mean by thick girl, like, yes, I'm small, I'm thin-ish, but it's like I have big legs, big butt, I have curves, I have thick arms. All of those, like, I'm Latina, shaped like a typical guitar Latina.
Oh, there you go. It's like typical Latina, because all Latinas out here be struggling.
Yeah, not all Latinas are shaped like that, and I'm a huge advocate for that. But yes, the stereotypical Latina look, that's what I am with blue hair. And so when I was at my heaviest at 236, I was eating junk food almost every fucking day. And I was drinking wine every single fucking day. Like, at least half a bottle. It was so... My body didn't do shit. It didn't react at all. And that's...
You got used to it.
Yes.
That's terrible, girl. That's
so bad. So bad. Now it's the opposite, thank God. Where it's like, if I start to drink something with too much sugar... Well, really specifically sugar. Sugar for me is the one thing that's like detrimental. If I start drinking juice or if I start eating like donuts and shit like that... The very next day, I feel like I'm gonna throw up. I feel like my body doesn't want to move.
Yeah,
like, it's just awful. Like, I just don't want to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horrible feeling, and I didn't like that. And when I kind of realized that reaction was when I realized I needed to have a quote-unquote relationship with food.
A healthy, not just any relationship, a healthy relationship with food.
Right. Because it's not just there's the food, stuff it in your face. Because that sounds fucking miserable, too. Because, like...
Yeah. You know, you got to spice things up. I can't eat, like, the same thing over and over again. And don't get me wrong. It's difficult eating healthy and trying to spruce it up.
Meal plan. That shit's hard.
I mean, I think I do a pretty decent job. I like to think that I do a pretty decent job. I'm always looking at recipes on... By the way, Pinterest is everybody's best friend.
100%.
For healthy, like, recipes.
And the Yumly app, if you don't have it already.
I don't.
Y-U-M-L-Y.
No, I follow them on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, dude. They have an app where you can, like, plug in what ingredients you already have. Yes. And it's like, I want to cook something in less than 2 hours. I want to cook something in less than 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
It's a life saver.
That sounds awesome. I had an abundance of cucumbers in my fridge yesterday. So
I'm like, get creative
so
with
I literally had to look up on Pinterest and like cucumber recipes. So I'm like, what am I gonna do with all these cucumbers? I'm not gonna throw them away. And I made cucumber protein pasta. Oh my God, but it was delicious.
Yum,
so
that sounds
good.
Great. I love cucumber, but I hate cooking. I hate cooking.
You know, I actually kind of like it.
I hate it. And so those apps saved my life. Or like Pinterest and those creative things.
Imagine your filters. Makes food, 5 ingredients, less than 10 minutes.
1,000%. 1,000%.
You would have made a cucumber sandwich yesterday.
I would have had a cucumber salad. It's sliced cucumber with a drizzle of olive oil.
That's it.
That's
I drink water. Yeah, I'm going to just drink more water. 100%.
So that's the other thing. It's like I'm kind of lazy when it comes to my relationship with food. And so I had to realize, like, if I'm going to do a quote-unquote relationship, it's a relationship. And what does that mean? Food is treating me. I have to treat it.
Yep.
And so I have to cook right. I have to prepare it. I have to shop right. I have to look at the label. Mm-hmm. And then I also have to appreciate the food because you're not just like guzzling it. Like, yes, there are moments where you just chug your protein shake and that's fine. But there are definitely moments where like our friend Nat, she went to go have sushi for her birthday and it was a bomb sushi place. It wasn't some random sushi chain. Mm-hmm. So it was like, if you're gonna do, you know, a good treat, make sure that you're also indulging and enjoying it. Don't just do it for the fuck of it.
Yeah, don't just go through McDonald's. Like, I don't know, the way that I see it is like, if I'm gonna have these calories right now, of course, because I deserve it. I'm not here like calculating the rest of my day. No, I want to eat this meal today, that's fine. I'm not doing it for a McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna make this an event.
Yeah.
I'm going to go somewhere really good and really enjoy my food because you should enjoy your food. You know, I'm not saying that you guys have to be on some restrictive diet all the time. We're not trying to go pro athlete here, but somewhere good, guys.
Yeah. And even if you do go to McDonald's, like, don't bother getting, like, a full fucking crazy meal. Get something small, sit there and enjoy it because it's like you can have bomb ass food somewhere else. Really. Really, really. Like if you really like are craving chicken nuggets from McDonald's, fine.
What are chicken nuggets though? You know, like,
cardboard.
But what
cardboard.
Like come on guys. Like if I'm gonna have some chicken nuggets, I'm gonna go somewhere.
It's
really
like you grab dinner. This is the chicken, right? You grab the chicken and you just put it in the blender. That's basically what chicken nuggets are. Sorry, vegans, if you're listening to this podcast. I apologize. But really, chicken nuggets are garbage food. So it's like those types of ideas, too, where it's like, do you want to have good food? And what does food look like? Is it actual food or is it just like processed byproduct of like whatever it's claiming to be?
The second one.
Yeah. And also you mentioned guilt, this idea of guilt surrounding food. Not only just because like, okay, yes, I'm guilty, I didn't do the workout, but let's say you are doing the workout. Let's say you're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you did the things and you're still having a treat meal every once in a while. You're not doing anything bad, but you're still beating yourself up about it all the fucking time. What do you do?
So to some people, this might seem a little extreme, but I think that mental health is a huge factor in our everyday and people kind of like push it to the side. It's spoken about more now, if anything.
Right.
But if you really feel like you shouldn't eat something and you really are not happy with yourself and you keep looking in the mirror and everyone's seeing these changes in your life, but I'm still disgusting. Okay, at that point, this is no longer let's look up workouts on the internet and maybe try something healthy, like a healthy recipe at home. You need to talk to someone.
Right.
At that point, that's not healthy.
Yeah.
Because thankfully, I never got myself so deep into a hole that, like, I hated myself.
Right.
But I was I remember feeling shitty. I remember putting on clothes and just feeling not cute, you know? And I used to do, thank God that that was the style then, when you would wrap like a flannel around your waist.
Yeah.
Because I would do that so that I would look a little curvier.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I would go dancing, and if I wore that, like, it kind of moved around and made me have a look, you know? And it's crazy. Doesn't that sound crazy, though? And that's things that people do.
It's funny because I used to wear the flannel for the opposite reason. I love my butt. Curves all the way. But it's like, if I had a gut, I would wear the flannel to cover the gut.
No, I would purposely buy, like, a lot of, like, the maxi summer dresses because it made my butt look bigger.
Yeah.
Like, I would purposely buy clothes that accentuated a part of me that didn't even really exist, but it was just because he didn't, but it was just because I was so hard on myself. So I'm like, I remember feeling so shitty. So if you're getting to a point where you feel guilt putting anything into your system and you know that you're working hard for it, dude, talk to someone.
Yeah.
That's just that at that point that's not healthy.
Yeah. And the same with putting clothes on, like how she mentioned that she was buying clothes specifically to like look a certain way. Yes, you always want to look your best and you always want to accentuate the best parts of yourself. But if you're torturing yourself and only buying and eating things based off of the result, that's not healthy. Mm-hmm. You want to be buying clothes and eating food based off of what's going to make you happy, what's going to relax you, what you're craving, what you deserve, whatever, all those things. Not just because, oh, so-and-so said I should get it and it makes my ass look fat, like whatever. Your ass is beautiful, whether it's fat or not.
I'm always telling my girls, and I'm pretty sure I said it to you too, but I mean, your confidence is through the roof, which is awesome. But like a lot of my girls still kind of like lack that.
Struggle, yeah.
And I'm like, do small victories. Like,
yes.
I've literally, super corny, and I hate that I'm admitting this, but I actually love my girls, you know? I kind of want to kick your asses sometimes, but I genuinely love you guys, and I get so emotional when I get these messages where you guys are like, oh my God, look, I wore a crop top today, or oh my God, I did this, and I was just like, you were so beautiful when you started with me, and it sucks that it took this to get you to feel comfortable in that, but I love that you're loving yourself.
Yes.
Like, that's me, my favorite, and I tell all my girls, you are bad witches. You do not need to lose weight because of XYZ. No, I mean, do it for yourself because it's just better for you, and you should feel better, and you shouldn't feel heavy, and you should be able to go up the stairs and not be like super gassed out. Yes, that's great. Looking good while doing it is also a plus. That's fine. But you should feel great regardless.
Yeah.
And it's so heartbreaking when I have these beautiful, I have this one girl, she's one of my youngest girls, like she just turned like 21, and I think she's so beautiful, and she's just fun, and she's out there, and I thought she was beautiful when she started with me, but she kills it at the gym, like kills it, shows up, and doesn't just show up, like she shows the F up.
Yeah.
And she's awesome on it, and her confidence right now is like through the roof. And it's so great seeing that because I'm like, you're so young. Like, why should you not feel that good about yourself at such a young age? Like, you know, you're 21. I want to be 21 again and feel awesome about myself.
And every birthday, I'm 21 again.
But yeah, it's just sad when you see things like that. I'm like, you know, you guys should just feel pretty all the time. So, but you know, I get emotional when I see things like that.
It's true, though. It is true. Self-love is a whole nother monster that we're going to tackle on a different episode because that needs to be a monster in itself.
I feel like that's like a mini-series.
Yeah, I know. It could be a mini-series. We might make it a mini-series. But reality is, like Ashley said, yes, my confidence is through the roof. Absolutely.
However, is awesome. And with reason, you guys should see her.
However, it wasn't always like that. It didn't start that way. And it was a long-term commitment to myself, really. Because ultimately, like, what I say in every episode, when I say, like, oh, you need to love yourself, you need to respect yourself, you need to think about yourself and prioritize yourself, I practiced that every single day for years and years of my life until I got to the point that I'm lecturing you guys about self-love, you know? Because I don't want to be that preacher that's, like, not practicing what they preach, of course. And so at the end of the day, all these girls that struggle with self-love, you have to remember that every single person who you look at and is super confident has insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
I have insecurities to this day. However, I talk them out. in public spaces or with my partner or with my mother or whoever I have trust in, my best friends, because I know that they love me and I love myself despite these insecurities. And so self-love is not just I'm perfect, I'm beautiful, I'm phenomenal. Yes, I am. However, that's not the reason why I love myself. I love myself even if I was ugly. I would love myself even if my skin got burned tomorrow. I would love myself if all my beautiful blue hair fell out tomorrow. And so I'm a firm believer that your self-love is internal, just like your happiness. And so the same with when you're losing weight or gaining weight, or when you look in the mirror and you're not happy with yourself, look at it and internalize it to the point where it's like, I want to do this because I want myself to look and feel better.
Yeah.
Not because I want to look better for someone else.
Oh, that's another thing. Yeah. Don't ever try to do something for, I did that for a while and it didn't stick.
Yeah, no.
The minute you start doing it just because you like how it feels, that's when it sticks.
Yeah, for sure. And I don't know, actually, I think you and Julian probably experienced the same thing where it was like, once you started really committing to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Your partner,
they want to do it too.
Right. And
that's a good thing.
Right. And so the other thing is, like, if you have someone in your life where you're like, I really want to get them on board and, like, I really want them to join me or whatever, you can't force anyone to do anything that they're not willing to do. You can only live by example. And if you love them enough, you can give them pointers and send them videos and educate them a little bit on their own. But when they start seeing you going to the gym every day, mm-hmm. eating better, drinking better, doing all these things for yourself, like, when my boyfriend saw that I stopped drinking wine every day, he was like, whoa, what the fuck is going on? And I was like, I'm choosing not to be depressed every day.
Yeah.
You know, and he was like, wow, okay, I'm here for you. Let's do it. And so it's really easy to be like, yeah, I'm supportive. But then to turn around and actually be like a partner in your weight loss or weight gain journey, your fitness journey, health journey, is a matter of just you choosing yourself and somebody looking at that and being like, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're positively influencing this person. But right. if you force them into it, like if I were to, you know, tell him, like if he were came home one day and was like, you need to work out, I'd be like, I think the fuck not.
Who the fuck
are you?
Are you to be telling me? And then I was the worst with the whole defensive thing. Like my partner, I obviously was like in a depressive episode when I gained all the weight. But on top of that, like the fact that I was so heavy, like for somebody else to look at you and be like, bitch, you are not what I want you to be. And I know that you're not where you want to be.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's do this. And so my partner lovingly would try to be like, mm-hmm. you should go to the gym. And I would be like, you should suck a dick.
Seems like you need to worry about you. And then I will worry about me. Yes.
I will worry about myself. Thank you. Yes, that's exactly how it feels like. And it's that idea that like you're really in denial about the fact that your health has gotten out of control.
Well, I mean, imagine your self-esteem is like rock bottom at that point.
Yeah.
And then you have somebody that you're like, you're supposed to love me because you get defensive. You're supposed to love me no matter what. And then they're telling you that you should do something. And you're like, no. And you just, what do? You go hide into a corner and
yeah.
do more.
Yeah, and then you look in the mirror and you tell yourself, yeah, you're right, you were ugly.
Yeah, sometimes oh, no, I don't like saying that.
But it's not because we think that, it's because these people are saying that.
Yes.
And it sucks to know.
But until you wake up one day and you're like, okay, all right, something's got to change. This is not good.
Right.
That's when it really hits.
Right. And let's talk a little bit about the word ugly, right? I know you don't like using it.
That one, there's two words, ugly and fat.
Yeah.
I don't like those words.
With an F. Because she likes pH fat.
I do like pH fat.
But
like that ass is fat, then I'll do the pH for all my ladies, babies out there. Some people aren't going to get it. But yes. Whatever.
Ugly.
But the fat with the F, not okay.
Yeah. So ugly and fat. The idea of ugly and fat, right? Or skinny even, because the word skinny, I feel, is like a curse word. Like, I don't like calling women skinny. I don't like being like, you look so skinny. No.
You know what? People used to, my sister, I love her, but I remember when I was like younger and I was super thin, just like naturally, she was like, oh, you skinny bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh. And eventually it started like really offending me.
Yeah. One of my best friends, Dorilis, is listening to this part like, you fucking liar. You call me skinny all the time. Yeah. Yeah. So it's one of those things where it's like the word ugly, what does ugly mean? Right? Like what the fuck is ugly? Who the fuck said ugly? Like, who determined ugly, right? And so ugly for me personally, and Ashley, you'll probably agree with me, is internal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, are you an ugly person? Like, are you an ugly personality? Do you have nasty things to say? Are you trashing people left and right? Are you like just playing the victim? Like, are you just being nasty? Are you saying ugly things? That's ugly to me. Fat to me, I don't know. I mean, fat can really be anything, but I think like maybe like 600 pound life when I think fat, like real fat. Yeah, that's pretty bad. And so those things, and it's like, it's not just fat physically, it's like fat as far as health. Because it's like, yeah, because you can be curvy, you can be thick, and you go to the doctor and run a mile and no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I'm not concerned about what you look like. It's more like, are your arteries clogged?
Yeah.
Like Ashley said, are you eating junk food every day? Are you incapable of going up the stairs without breathing?
Look, I've had most people that I have met or have trained in the past or whatever that were on the thinner side were less fit than some of the heavier set girls that I've had. And I'm like, so that's why I hate when people are like, when you look at someone who's thin, it's automatically, oh, she's fit.
No.
Fit does not have a body type.
Mm-mm.
Fit is not what you look like. Fit is what you're capable of.
100%.
So that people need to stop with that BS. That's not a thing.
Yeah. Fit is another curse word.
You know, I'm okay with fit because I have, you know, a couple of my heavier set girls that I'm like, they're kicking ass. Like they're on the fit side to me.
Physically fit.
And then I have other girls that I'm like, girl, you cannot lift an iPod. Like, and they're naturally very thin people. But back to the ugly and fat thing, I mean, I have met women in Miami. There's beautiful people
everywhere.
I have met such beautiful girls that are so ugly on the inside that I'm just like, that's when I'll probably say, I'm like, you're ugly. I'm
Dude.
Like, that person's nasty. Like, just, I'm not interested. I'm not all, you know, cup of sugar all the time either. But I am not malicious. I'm not nasty. Right. I consider myself to be a pretty open-minded and kind person. If ever I've had an issue with someone where they can be like, oh, but she's bitchy, you probably did something for me to speak out towards you.
Yeah.
Because you can be beautiful, but if you're shitty on the inside, you're crap.
Right.
You're not, there's no value to you.
Right.
And then the fat thing, I hate it. I hate when my girls are like, I feel fat, and it breaks my heart. I'm like, there's nothing fat about you. And
especially because you don't have any like really, really fat girls.
I don't. And I'm like, I don't have like very heavy set. And even on my heavier sided girls, my curvier girls, they're bad. They're awesome girls. Their confidence is like just at 1,000. I'm like, I don't like that. And when they come to me like, oh, I feel fat today, I'm like, I'm going to punch you in the throat.
Yeah. And half the time, well, at least in our case, like the group chat girls, like most of the thicker girls were probably the ones that like never cancel, show up every time.
They show up all the time.
They kill it. And so it's like, don't automatically assume because you're fat, you're not capable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And even the fat word, it's like what you consider fat is like, don't just assume that what you think is fat in the mirror is even fat to begin with. Okay. Every word is arbitrary and like the definition is just up to whoever, because there's somebody out there who's a chubby chaser.
Oh my God, I say this all the time. There's an ass for every chair.
100%.
So someone's gonna love you just as you is.
Yes, I you know I love the drag queens. I love I worship the dolls. I really do. And one of the dolls that I worship is Katya. And she mentioned, she was like, if you're attracted to me, that's not my problem. It's your problem. So it's like, if you find my ass attractive, that's what matters, not me.
Oh,
for the most part. Because it's like, you can really only do so much with your own physical appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, you can manipulate your body, like you mentioned. And yes, you can get more fit or less fit or gain weight, lose weight, whatever. But for the most part, Ashley looks like Ashley. I look like me.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody's attracted to me, that's their choice. And my partner, I promise you, looks at me walk by and he's like drooling. And the same with Ashley's
mm-hmm.
partner. So, and we look completely different. So it's, there's somebody out there who's looking at you like, why are you saying you're ugly? You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen
exactly.
in the universe. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And so don't beat yourself up so much, just in general.
Or women, though. I feel like it's, society has just made sure to, for us to feel small from the get. So yeah. Like, that's why we're always like, oh, we have to look a certain way. Because, you know, if you think about it the other way around, like, guys are out there looking all sorts of crazy. And we'll be super heartbroken over some dude that ain't shit.
Who's a six.
Or, yeah. Like, after a haircut, maybe, like a six, you know? But, like, a four on a red. So I'm like, you know, I'm sorry. Maybe, again, I'm just biased. But I think all of my girls are so beautiful in their own, like, in their own way. They're just pretty girls. And they're, like, good. Like, they're good girls.
Good people.
They're funny. They're spunky. I mean, I'm cracking up at that chat all day. Like, yeah. You guys are just out of control, honestly. It's sometimes so cool. It's not even work-related. I'm like, why did I open this chat? So, yeah, you guys say these things, and I'm like, oh, my God.
We had a thread of dog pictures this morning.
That's not the bad one. That one's okay. You guys,
I can't be held responsible.
No, yeah, but men are out there. They'll work out, like, once, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm super hot shit. And we believe them. Like, what is that?
100%.
Is that true?
Yes. For the most part, yes. Like, I...
So don't do it for a guy.
I know. Do that shit for yourself. Do that shit for yourself always. But even if you're... out there, like, if you're a guy listening, and I know I have male listeners, some of you do have insecurities and some of you do have them and just, like, struggle with all that. And I hope that you're one of the good ones. At the end of the day, your ugliness is dependent on your personality. Even when you do go to the gym and you decide to get your shit together and whatever, don't turn around and think you're hot shit and start treating girls like crap.
Hey, I've dated some not so cute guys before in the past, but you make me laugh or something just to spark, you know, cute, bubbly personality. I might be into it.
Moral of the story, people, get your life together as far as your wellness, your health, and your mental sanity. Take care of yourself, mm-hmm. Everything within moderation. Reach out to Ashley for training because she's saving all of our lives and keeping us entertained. On top of that, Ash, do you have anything else to add to the listeners?
Just get up. Get up, move. I think I say that, two, three times a week on the chat. I'm like, guys, get up. Have fun doing it. Be active. It's so beautiful when we live in Miami. Move. Just get up, move. And don't even do it so much for what you look like, but just because it's good for you.
Right.
Get up, get moving, enjoy your life, enjoy food, and just make a change. Do it for yourself. You'll feel so much better.
100%. 30 minutes a day. Visit your doctor. Don't be lazy. Treat food with respect. I love you guys. Tune in next week. We will be talking. Well, you know what? We're going to talk about the topics later because self-love might become a series in the coming future. But tune in next week. I will have an episode.
Series coming soon.
Can you imagine? I believe it for sure. Well, thank you, Ashley. I love you. 15-year friendship. 2006. Oh, wow. My God. Yeah. Listen, I mean, people who were born in 2000 can legally buy alcohol now. And that's an issue for me.
That's terrifying.
What is that? Anyways, guys, we went off on a tangent, but we love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you for all the support. Peace out.